يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي المتقين، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمدًا رسول رب العالمين، أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. فاللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين، ثم أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the last Friday of the year. Can you imagine? اليوم هو آخر جمعة في السنة. Subhanallah. ومر العام كأنه زيارة ضيف أو سحابة صيف. الضيف يأتي يجلس يوم يومين ثلاثة، ثم سرعان ما يمضي لطريقه، وسحابة الصيف تأتي ثم تمضي في عجالة. وهذه الأيام التي نعيشها اليوم تأخذ نفس الحكم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر حديثا عجيبا، أن الوقت في آخر الزمان يكون السنة كالشهر، والشهر كالأسبوع، والأسبوع كاليوم، واليوم كالساعة. سبحان الله، نحن نعيشها اليوم، نعيشها الآن، الأيام تطوي فينا طي. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that in the end of the life, the year will be as a month, and the month will be as a week, and the week will be as a day, and the day will be as an hour. And this is what we are living right now. Just, I know the time is flying, but we're gonna take advantage as much as we can. We have wasiyya min habibina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نعيش مع هذه الوصية اليوم. وكانت يعني for a young man. وإحنا هدفنا إن إحنا نربي أولادنا على هذه الوصايا من حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We were talking about another young man, سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس. And today we will talk about another advice from Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر. الله أكبر. He was a young. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him a very special advice. قال سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر: أخذ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي. المنكب وهو the shoulder، ما يجمع بين الرأس والعضد، المكان اللي بين الرأس وبين العضد الذراع. وقال: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. الحديث رواه البخاري، يعني it's very strong حديث. And why Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم holded سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر from his shoulders, and why he chose the young man to give him a very unique advice. Subhanallah. Because an adult, they might forget, or they might be busy with their own life. Subhanallah. And this is why Prophet Muhammad SAW gave us the unique way. When you give advice, try to give the advices for young men and women, it will remain in their memories for long time. And he used to say about Aisha رضي الله عنها وارضاها: خذوا منها نصف دينكم. سبحان الله. Take a half of your religion from Aisha, because she was young when Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم get married with her. And she memorized a lot of hadith and a lot of actions that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do inside his own home. And we will learn how to live our life. I choose the advice from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because we will benefit ourselves. This is the end of the year, and we need to sit with ourselves, ask, what did we do for the entire year? ماذا فعلنا في العام الماضي؟ هل سيختم لنا ما هو اللي يختم لك في العام يكون ختام لك في حياتك؟ ما تختم به يومك، ما تختم به أسبوعك، ما تختم به شهرك، ها؟ هي حيكون نفس الخاتمة التي تختم بها حياتك إن شاء الله. من شب على شيء مات عليه. أنت لو تعود نفسك الطاعة هتموت على الطاعة، ولو تعود نفسك المعصية هتموت على المعصية. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر حديثا عجيبا آخر، قال: وإن الرجل ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع، فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها. It's very scary hadith. The person will spend the entire of his life or her life as a pious or righteous, praying, fasting, donating, performing Hajj and Umrah, and often time, subhanallah, and suddenly he or she will change their minds and they will commit a major sin and they will die with the bad situation. And وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. You know, some people, they might practice a bad actions. It will take them directly to hellfire. But suddenly, they change their mind, subhanAllah, and they repent back to Allah Azza wa Jal before death. And they will die as a believers or Muslims. فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلَهَا. And some people will say, it's confusing hadith. How come that the person spend his entire life, 50, 60, 70 years, and he's coming to the masjid every day, and he's reciting Quran correctly, he's doing good deeds, and the end of his life, he will drink, or he will commit adultery, or he will steal, or whatever, the major sin, and he will die with the bad actions. And there is another narration will explain, you know, the confusing understanding of this hadith. There is other narration mentioned, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي مَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ. Yeah, now it's clear. But he's bad from the beginning. But he was cheating people around him. But Allah knows what he has in his heart and his chest. This is the point. And my recommendation for all of us, if we are able to do good deeds, please make it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because nothing will help you out when you will be in need in that day, the day of judgment. Just make it for the sake of Allah. أخلص عملك لله عز وجل. لا تنظر ماذا يقول الناس عنك. لا يهمونك في شيء. اجعل همك الأكبر إرضاء الله سبحانه وتعالى. لأن الإنسان لو عمل عمله لإرضاء الناس ربما يكون من هذا النوع الذي ظل طيلة حياته يرضي الناس لكن في قلبه مرض، ثم يختم له بسوء، نعوذ بالله من سوء العاقبة. نرجع إلى وصية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لسيدنا عبد الله بن سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. ما الفرق بين الغريب وعابر السبيل؟ هل هما نفس المعنى؟ Are they the same meaning or different meaning? Different meaning. And this is النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوتي جوامع الكلم عليه الصلاة والسلام، ما ينطق عن الهوى. Live this life as if you were a stranger or a traveler on a path. غريب. الفرق بين الغريب وعابر السبيل، هناك فرق كبير. There is a huge difference between stranger and the traveler on the path. الغريب وهو من يذهب إلى بلد غير بلده. The one who will go to other place but still non-resident. But it might have a chance to be a resident. Like me. I was non-resident but I became a resident of Texas, alhamdulillah, out of Allah's grace. هذا اسمه الغريب. هو لسه غريب على البلد. لكن الغريب ممكن يكون عنده سكن، ممكن يكون عنده سيارة، ممكن يكون عنده you know business. لكن غريب، هو لسه لم يفعل القرار حتى يكون مقيم. لكن في أمل يكون مقيم أو لا. طيب عابر السبيل وهو المسافر. He has no intention to stay in this town. He will pass by the town and will go in his trip. And the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم choose two of them. كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب. العلماء قالوا أو هنا للانتقال. كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب بل كأنك عابر سبيل. اوعى تستقر حتى تكون غريب، لأن مع أن الغريب يعني ربما يتملك بعض الأمور لكن لا ينظر إلى الدنيا كأنها دار مقر. لما يكون ريزيدنت بقى يبدأ يدور، عايز يشتري فانسي هاوس، عايز يشتري فانسي لكجري كار، عايز يشتري مش عارف لاند، عايز يشتري، خلاص أصبح ريزيدنت. لكن الغريب ممكن ياخد أبارتمنت يمشي أموره، ممكن ياخد رينتال هاوس يمشي أموره، ممكن يموف with his own vehicles for a while still. And this is our way of thinking. When we look at our worldly life, we have to look at our worldly life in the same way as strangers. We are strangers. This is not our hometown. Our hometown, it will be in paradise. You know, our forefather used to live there. And Satan threatened him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him permission to go down. Allah descended him to go to land, the earth. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا. And we have to go back again. Our legacy in paradise. Our hometown is paradise. And we should not stay here forever. No one will remain in this life. Even Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. متصلوا عليه أخوان. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه. كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. كثير من الناس لا يفعل هذه ولا تلك. هو جاء للدنيا ومكث فيها ويعني أصبح يعمر في الدنيا أكثر مما يعمر للآخرة. A lot of people, they maintain their worldly lives more than their life in hereafter. And this is wrong. And this is why سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر gave us his own advice. And he said, إذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء. وإذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح. When you reach morning time, do not expect that you will reach the evening time. سبحان الله. If you have this mentality, if you have the same way of the mentality now, you have only one day on earth. You have only one day from morning till evening. That's it. How you will do? How you will deal with this chance that Allah gave you? And this is why Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم choose a stranger or the traveler. When you go to other city, you will do your business and leave. And the same idea, we came to this life as a travelers. We are travelers. We are riding the same transportation. And each one of us has a certain time. You must leave the bus. You must leave the train. When? Allah knows. But you have to be ready. Yeah, your station is coming soon. Just a few, before yesterday, we have an imam. May Allah shower him with his mercy. He prayed Isha. He led the prayer in Isha in his masjid. And he went to his office. That's it. He wasn't able to lead the Fajr prayer. And he is still young. Subhanallah. Don't count how old are you and you still have 30 years to live or 50 years to live. No, no, no. Don't think in this way. We have to think it might be the last day for us, the last hour. It might be the last breath that we will take. Because it's not guaranteed for anyone to remain in this life. And this is why I choose the topic. We have to really rethink again about our mission and our goal in this life. We came to have a trade, has a business, and make multiple money in our life, and we're going to leave them. We will not be able to take them unless if we spend them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, he gave us, you know, his vision. إذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وإذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح. Has two meaning. إذا أمسيت, إذا أصبحت, when you have, when Allah gave you the chance to wake up at morning and you have to do something, do not delay it until evening time. This is the first meaning. And same thing, if you Allah gave you a chance to reach out for the evening time, for the night, and you have something to do, do not delay it until morning, because death will not give you a chance. This is the first meaning. Second meaning, إذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء. If you have a chance to reach out the morning time, and you just do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a chance to stay until evening time. If you have a chance to do good deeds or to return people's right or to quit a bad actions, hurry up and make it as soon as possible. This is the point. And he mentioned also, radiallahu anhu arda, وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. خُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ. Take from your health, take advantage of your health before your sickness. Why? Because when you are healthy, alhamdulillah, all of us are healthy. Even if we have some illness, some disease, alhamdulillah, we're still much better than others. And if you have a healthy condition and you might do your decision, no one can stop you. But when you become old or become sick or become ill, what will happen? You know, your own children will stop your decision. Even they will say, because we are afraid that you're going to harm yourself and we don't like to harm you. When do you decide to fast a day in the middle of the summer? They will say, no, you are old and you cannot do that. You cannot pass. You know, because we really care about you. We will not let you know, we will not let you fast. Subhanallah. If they are pious, if they are righteous, and they care about you, and they love you, they will tell you, you cannot stand up during the night and pray because you're going to harm yourself. Subhanallah. See? Huh? Or otherwise, they will be bad. And they will say, no, we will not let you donate the money. We are in need for the money that you will assign as a donations. And it might go up and they might go to the court and they might have the case to control your decision. Subhanallah. Whose fault? It might be my fault because I did not do it when I was young. If I do the will, the wasiyah, when I was young, my children, they cannot stop it after that because I did already. When I donated the money in the past, alhamdulillah, I donated already. This is what I will save for myself. When my children try to stop my donation, they will not be able to do that because I already made the decision. And this is the point Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar said, خُذْ مِنْ صُحَّتِكَ لِسَقَمِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. Take advantage of your health before your sickness, and take advantage of your life before your death. And this is very clear for all of us why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah An-Nasr to him. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. And we will learn the meaning of the surah in the second khutbah, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وجزاكم الله خيرا واستغفر الله يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, I will continue in the same advice that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم gave to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar. He was a young man and Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him a special advice. And he holded his shoulders to grab his intention. When you try to advise your son or your daughter or anybody else, you try to grab his intention because you're gonna advise him or her with the unique advice. This is what Prophet Muhammad used to do with his companions. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he mentioned that Prophet Muhammad advised him one day and his hand was attaching the Prophet's hand. You know, he held his hand, you know, to grab his intention. And this is the way of teaching, to grab the intentions of people around you. And the surah that Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad, you know, it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad before his death almost 4 months. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When a Prophet Muhammad received the revelations and the companions were talking about the sign of the surah and everybody was exciting. Yeah, this is the sign that Allah granted his Prophet, you know, the victories and subhanallah. Except Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. Even he was a young man, but he has a different thought. He said, I think this is the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condoled his prophet for us, just to announce his death is very near, because you accomplished your mission already. إِذَا النَّاسَ دَخَلُوا فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. What is your mission in this life? You accomplished your mission already. And what do you need? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Glorify by the name of your Lord and ask him for forgiveness. Why? Because your death is very near to you. This is the point. And this is for all of us today. We are in the end of the year, the Hijri year. And we need to glorify the name of our Lord as much as we can, and we need to ask him for forgiveness. We are not much better than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah taught him glorify the name of your Lord and ask him for forgiveness. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. Whatever you have done badly before, don't worry about it, because you still have a chance. As long as the sun rises, did not come from west yet, and we have a chance. And I encourage myself, my brothers, my sisters, if you have some rights of people, please return it back to them as soon as possible. If you have done something badly, wrongly, between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please hurry up to repent back to Allah azza wa jal. If you have intention to harm somebody or to do something bad against others, please quit and change your intention before death comes to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to stay firm in our religion and to be a role models in our religion. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to be able to convey the message of our religion to others. Allahumma ameen. Nas'aluka ya Allahu ya wahidu ya ahad, ya fardu ya samad, ya man lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufwan ahad. Nas'aluka an la tufarriq jam'ana hadha illa bi dhanbin maghfur wa amalin salihin mabrur wa tijaratin lan tabur wa qirra a'yunana fi jami'il umur bi rahmatika ya rahimu ya ghafur. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وغائبنا وشاهدنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا، واغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا، واغفر لإخواننا وأخواتنا، واغفر لنسائنا وأبنائنا وبناتنا، واغفر لمن له حق علينا، اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. كل عام أنتم بخير، تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال، كل عام أنتم إلى طاعة الله أقرب وعن معصيته أبعد. اللهم آمين، اللهم آمين، وأقم الصلاة.